Hello, my name is Kaylin. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, actually, I have some general questions, Kaylin, that you might be able to assist me with. This is Latrice Mingo, and I'm in the age group category 65 and over. And there's a testing site not too far from me. It's about an hour and maybe a couple of, minutes from my house where I am. And I want to go tomorrow, first of all, and I'm trying to look at the situation that I would drive an hour to get to Selma. I'm in Wilcox County, and I need to be back here by 12 o'clock. And I just spoke to someone, and they can't guarantee that I will be out at that time. I'm going to get there before 9. And the thing is that in driving back, and if I see where I can't get seen, it may be pressing, I'll just come on back. But it would be my second trip. I hate to keep going. And I hate to miss it because she couldn't tell me when the cutoff date would be. I want to just fall into the category because I'm over 65.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I'm sorry. I wish I could help you, but I can't provide you with that information. I don't have access to it. The only thing that I can do is direct you to a testing site or pre-register you for the vaccine.
Well, pre-registering will help speed up. Now, I know where the testing site, I think I may have a pretty good chance. The reason I say I was there Monday, and Monday was actually so many people, but that was the first day for 65 and over. And now I was told by the lady at the health department that they have two testing sites in Selma, which might make things a little bit easier and quicker.
Yes, ma'am. Now, when you get pre-registered, you will be provided with a phone call of when the next available vaccine is. So whenever you get pre-registered, they will contact you and provide you with the time and location of when the next available vaccine is.
Well, actually, now, if I get pre-registered, I don't have to register when I go.
All right, so I don't have access for the site that you're seeking, but whenever you register, you will be provided with the callback.
Okay, but what I'm asking you, if I pre-register with you by phone, I won't have to do the registration when I get there.
No, ma'am, I can't promise you that. What I'm stating is we don't have access to the site that you're going to. I don't have any information about that site. I can only direct you of a testing site for COVID-19, or I can direct you to get pre-registered for the next available vaccine. But for the information that you're seeking, I don't have access to it.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and, let you direct me to get pre-registered.
Yes, ma'am. For what county?
This is Dallas County.
All right. Now, the number that you should dial is
855-566-5333. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That was 855-566-5333.
Now, this is to get pre-registered?
Yes, ma'am. That's to get pre-registered for the next available vaccine.
Okay, then I'll call that number, and then I'll go from there. And thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, ADPH.
Well, Caitlin, I don't mean to interrupt you. Everyone that tell me to visit a website, I have to go back and say I don't have a computer. Now, let me just go further.
Yes,
ma'am. I've been going to the library for years. And for years, I think I still don't know how to email.
Yes,
what
ma'am.
I'm saying is that if you all pass the word, it might help some of us, the seniors that are not computer literate, like me, that
yes,
all
ma'am.
Of us just don't know how to go online. Y'all know we old. They ain't had that when we were coming
up. I understand, yes, ma'am. But maybe if you do have someone that can assist you with the computer, you can get more information off of these websites. And that was ADPH.org or CDC.gov. Yeah.
And
yes,
then
ma'am.
The thing is, my phone don't pick up in this rural area. My grandkids are like 2,000 miles away from me.
Yes,
and it's
ma'am.
Just me and my 90-year-old mother that we are trying to be safe and trying to make it from day to day. So, but I'm saying that to say this, Caitlin, it's good to have that offer because that is so, I mean, what the computers do, I think that I have a problem with it because I think they know too much, and I can't believe I can pop in on something like a TV screen and it shows so much.
Yes,
knowledge.
Ma'am.
One day I even went to Africa. I always wanted to visit Africa. So I had my granddaughter to put in a nice place to visit in Africa. Ooh, I guess that is closer to Africa.
Yes, ma'am.
But it took us right there like I had been there. I just relaxing in a dream world.
Yes, ma'am.
But thank you for the offer.
You're welcome.
I hope I could do it, and that's on my bucket list down the line. My aunt is 84, and she's gone with her computer.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And she's about 10 years older than me, so I got to try to catch her, Caitlin.
Yes,
but anyway,
ma'am.
I'm going to call this number and see if they just give me more information. And thank you so much. I hope I didn't take too much of
your
time.
You're welcome. You're fine. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And
all
you
right.
Take care and you be safe and be blessed.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Ma'am. Thank you. You too. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.